Jarvis, alongside with MG Boy. Only by them now. Cool. Respect like to my Biafran people. Cool. Ziggy Zaga, Zago Zago. Only by them know the great nation they call Biafra. No one can test, no one can take it away from us. If you want to know, respect the lad.
Freedom fighters, say hey. Hey, I wanna wear one a day. Freedom fighters, say hey. I say, now wear one a day.
Father, mother, brother, sister, are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our life. Let's fight our life, too. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our life. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Would you please a freedom fighter? Director, you the freedom fighter. Barristers are freedom fighter. It's like this is a freedom fighter. All we need is freedom and stability. What do you think? The time by the team. Democracy, they know I don't move. Keep the class, you're not in the amber. But I'm telling you, it's the father of the day. Bribery is the mother of the night. No more salary, no more funding. What I say, no more first of silver. Everything don't change. Oh, oh, oh. I wanna father, mother, brother, sister. Are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our life. Let's fight our right too. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our life. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Would you please a freedom fighter? Director is a freedom fighter. Barristers are freedom fighter. It's like this is a freedom fighter. All we need is freedom.
All we need is freedom.
There was a country, a nation. Where is the country? What about people living in the country? Professor Tina Tebe, he's talking about the missing kind. He's talking about the rising sun. He's talking about the Biafra land. He's talking about the promised land. Baby, the honey, blue, I swear, baby, like you. Food in me, I stay even cool. Through the way, I stay even cool. Me now, I don't to you, I stay blessed.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. I don't know whether somebody is hearing my voice. We are having issues with live feed here, and I want a confirmation. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. The timer is 6 minutes past 8 p.m. here in London, and 6 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafraland. My name is Chairman Four. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and we are here to do as much as we can this evening to continue to preach the goodness of Biafra to the ends of the earth. We ask God Almighty, the author and finisher of our lives, the one who sees in the secret and in the open, Chukwu Okike Abiama, to come and take certain control of the circumstances and situations we find ourselves. To come and take certain control of the precedents for this evening. We ask him not to relent, not to keep silent over things that concerns our leader Nnamdi Kanu, who is presently in the enemy camp, and we ask him to move in his mighty valor to destroy the machinations of the enemy, to destroy the plans of the enemy, that our leader Nnamdi Kanu will not only be released, but that he will come back to us to continue the good news you have given to him to preach, and to indeed pilot the affairs of the Biafra Restoration Project. We ask you, O God, to fight against those who fight against him, contend with those who contend with him, both spiritually and physically, and put confusion in their midst, that they will begin to speak different languages, and that in the end, your blessings will be upon the people of Biafra, and that the rest of humanity will see your glory upon our lives and bless your holy name. To this we say amen and amen. He said, once again, this is a live broadcast. We're welcoming you from east to west, from north to south, wherever you are listening from. This is a live broadcast. As a matter of protocol, we are on the internet, we are on satellite, we are on FM relay stations across Biafra land, subject to issues of operation. If you are hearing via, or if you are listening via the FM relay stations, we need confirmation. If you are not, then we also need confirmation that you are not, because we must understand what we are doing at this particular point in time. We are on shortwave. The shortwave platform we are on and the frequency remain 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. We are on the internet, as I have said, and all you need to do is to go to the internet and type Radio Biafra, and you will see a lot of search results coming up. And from there, you can choose whichever platform you prefer. We have a technology called Call to Listen. That technology has numbers attached to it. We have the number for Biafra Land. We have the numbers for United States of America. We have the numbers for United Kingdom. And those who are listening via platform already know what it takes. The number to call when our lines are opened remains +447405964146, +447405964146. The order number is +447466366391, +447466366391. This will be a live transmission once again. We are reaching you all the way from London and with some degree of certainty to the ends of the earth. We'll be back in a minute.
Respect like my Biafran people. Ziggy Zaga, Zago Zago. Only pandem know the great nation they call Biafra. No one can test, no one can take it away from us.
There was a country in Nathan.
Welcome back. This is still Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in control. We have a number of news headlines, and of course, we are going into it. And after that, we begin to take calls. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is still in the enemy camp, and we maintain that the leader of the zoo called Nigeria must release him unconditionally as directed by the court, because there have been several court orders, there have been several court pronouncements regarding the freedom of our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and what is happening here is an anomaly. Where the president of a particular country, in this case the zoo called Nigeria, will blatantly disregard court orders, will blatantly put to distance the orders of the court, and indeed by implication ridiculing the rule of law, is unacceptable. And the international community is watching helplessly, and Buhari is having his way. We earlier told you that Buhari has no respect for rule of law. Buhari has no clue about governance. Buhari has no plan to govern. He is there to take a pound of flesh from his enemies. He is there for vindictiveness towards his enemies. That is the only thing Buhari is out there for. Buhari is very vindictive in his approach, and albeit for frenzy reasons that he does not like somebody, that he hates them. That has been the lot of Biafrans under Buhari. That has been the lot of Biafrans. That Buhari is, of course, masterminding. We have been singled out for total extermination. Biafran people have been singled out for total destruction. And that implementation is being carried out to the letter by Buhari at the moment. And if you do not know that you are not loved, that you are not wanted, that your life is worthless, better know it now, because the ominous sign in the horizon is unfolding and nobody can tell you what to expect, because anything is possible in the circumstance. Our leader Nam the Kanu is being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment and torture. We have touched on a number of things. It is left for the authorities concerned. In this particular instance, the international human rights organizations, who are of course very much connected with issues of human rights and discrimination, to wade into all this. More importantly, the international community led by the likes of the United Kingdom, the likes of United States of America, who were at the forefront of even supporting Buhari, the monster that they put in place is now wreaking havoc. Blatant disregard for rule of law, blatant disdain for democracy and human rights. And these are the principal tenets of democracy. Freedom of expression, freedom of association, right to life, right to liberty, and all the associated rights. They are in bundles. These are the rights and freedoms that Buhari is trampling upon, and with impunity, and nobody is saying anything. The victims of Buhari's recklessness and viciousness are our leader Nnamdi Kanu and other Biafrans being incarcerated, being tortured across secret cells in that zoo called Nigeria, and other hapless indigenous peoples in different parts of that contraption and the zoo called Nigeria. That is why we must not keep quiet. That is why we must not relent in pushing this issue to the frontiers of the international community, that they will take note. The British government has direct role to play here, because not only that our leader Nnamdi Kanu is a British citizen, the British government has an obligation to him, because torture is prohibited everywhere under any circumstance. Albeit against somebody who is fighting for the freedom of his people, albeit against somebody who is standing for the total emancipation of his people. This is very unfortunate, and we must not relent. We must not keep quiet. The people's anger is boiling, tension is high, and we are re-strategizing. We are asking every indigenous member of this global family, IPOB, to brace up for the challenges ahead, because times are different and the challenges are enormous. But it doesn't matter how long it takes, the spirit of Biafra cannot be crushed, and Biafra will prevail in the end. We must stand in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. We must be encouraged by his words that it doesn't matter how long it takes, that it doesn't matter how long they try to cajole us, they try to kill us, in the end we will prevail and Biafra will be restored. That is the principle upon which we will stand, upon which we will continue to maintain that freedom is our inalienable right, supported of course and entrenched in different international arena, as the declaration by the United Nations General Assembly of the Right of Indigenous People 2007. And this has been transposed into national laws of some countries, especially the African Union and the zoo called Nigeria. And so they must, if not responding to that obligation and fulfilling it, be reminded that they must. Otherwise, the international community, the United Nations, and purpose for its establishment, which is for world peace and security, would have been defeated. The issue of Biafra remains the saltest in the conscience of humanity. The issue of Biafra, the justice against Biafra and Biafrans, remains the worst of its kind in human history. It remains the first of its kind on the African continent. The genocide on Biafra and Africa, on Biafra and Biafran people, remains the most atrocious of its kind, because till date, no criminal, nobody who has been responsible, no perpetrator have been brought to book. And they told us to sweep it under the carpet. Not only that, they are continuing to kill us. It is a worrying development that from the point of view of the British government, the Biafran people are not being subjected to any form of inhuman and degrading treatment. They are not being marginalized. They are not being sidelined. They are not being economically strangulated. They are not being politically disenfranchised. That is the view of the British government. And it is also worrisome that at any particular point in time, that at any instance, every opportunity they have, any available opportunity they have, they will tell you that they believe in the philosophy of the African Union, that no country, no independent African nation can be destabilized, that the inviolability of sovereignty of any African nation is supreme. And this is one of the greatest injustices that have been dished out on a group of people who are at the same time singled out for extermination of the Biafran people. If that is the case, what about the case of Eritrea, the case of Ethiopia, the case of South Sudan? If the African Union is true to their mission, why should these countries disintegrate? What we are telling our people here is that it doesn't matter the amount of intimidation, it doesn't matter the amount of cajoling and blackmailing. Freedom is in our DNA, and we must continue to push forward until we get to the final destination. Not only getting to the final destination, we will live in the fatherland that God Almighty Chukwuka Abiamu has given to us, the land of Biafra. And that will be our permanent home for the generations to come, for posterity. What can we do at this particular point in time? We must reapply ourselves unadulteratedly throughout the quest for the restoration of Biafra. We must not lose hope. We must not be discouraged. Rather, we should be energized in the circumstance we find ourselves to continue to push relentlessly towards this noble cause, the restoration of Biafra. Because Biafra is a spirit. And wherever that spirit is hovering, there is always freedom. Biafra is a spirit. And we know that God Almighty Chukwuka Abiamu is a spirit. Wherever the spirit of God is, there is freedom. That is why anywhere you mention Biafra, those whose hands are not clean will begin to scamper for safety. That is why the Nigerian government and Nigerian people, Nigerians, do not want to discuss about Biafra. Rather, they will begin to look for a way of arm twisting you, backstabbing you, killing you, removing you from the scene. They cannot argue. They cannot reason, because Biafra defies any logic. You cannot defeat the argument on Biafra. That is why they are on the offensive. That is why Buhari is on the offensive. He cannot argue. He cannot come up with a compelling argument on the issue of Biafra. Biafra will always win because Biafra stands for truth, justice, and equity. That is why every Biafran is a victor. Any day, anytime. Let us re-energize ourselves. Let us imbibe this consciousness of truth and freedom in our every activity, in our every encounter, wherever and whenever, that indeed we will continue to shine as light to the rest of the mankind. Let our detractors not make mistake about this. The injustice against Biafra and Biafrans will cripple the world. There will be no peace. When I say there will be no peace, there will be no peace. What is happening to Nigeria today is an example. It is not an ordinary political situation or crisis. It is not a man-made crisis or calamity. It is mainly moral, spiritual. And it is called nemesis because Nigeria is sitting on the blood of innocent Biafrans massacred in cold blood. In the 1960s, between 1967 and 1970, and even before then, 1966, and up to date, they are still killing us, they are still maiming us. Buhari is still on rampage. And the souls of our heroes and heroines, there were men, women, and children, are crying for vengeance. And Nigeria will never know peace. And Nigerians will never know peace until Nigeria collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes, the original owners of the land, the indigenous people, will rise and take over what belongs to them, among whom are Biafrans. Now, we are not just agitating for our freedom and for the restoration of our fatherland that was wrongly robbed us. We are asking all other ethnic nationalities, all indigenous peoples in different parts of the contraption, the zoo called Nigeria, to rise up and demand for their own separate existence. Because Nigeria is a citadel of evil. Nigeria is being governed by rogue elements. It's a rogue state. There is no rule of law. There is no respect for human rights. And the best thing for you to do is to stand up and fight for your right. That is what Biafrans are doing. And there is no intention to prevaricate. There is no intention to surrender. There is no intention to abandon the name Biafra, irrespective of what the enemies are doing. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is an example, an epitome of dedication, resoluteness, and commitment to duty. That duty is the Biafra Restoration Project. That duty is the freedom of all people of Biafra. That in the end, we will not only have every cause to find our voice, but to glorify God Almighty to work in the end. We have one or two headlines here, of course, to drive from what we have been talking about. Kanu Dasuki should be obeyed. The orders for bail for Dasuki and Kanu should be obeyed. That is according to Femi Falana. And let us see if there is any sense in it. The orders for bail of Dasuki Kanu should be obeyed, according to Falana. For 16 years that the People's Democratic Party was in power, the federal government of the zoo called Nigeria exhibited total contempt for the rule of law. The constitution and other laws were breached with impunity, while court orders were disobeyed on a regular basis. In the famous case of Attorney General of Lagos State and Attorney General of the Federation, 2005, the Supreme Court held that in our democracy, all the governments of this country, as well as organizations and individuals, must know must adhere to due process, and this they can vindicate, and by this they can vindicate themselves by resorting to the court for redress in the event of grievance. And this is the irony of it all. Buhari vowed to fight corruption. Buhari vowed to indeed protect democracy, to indeed uphold the rule of law and human rights. But what is happening today? Buhari is hypocritical in his fight for corruption or against corruption. Buhari is not only destroying the lives of people, he is there to tell you that he is the Lord and God over your life. Buhari has not only destroyed the judicial system in that contraption called Nigeria. Not only that, that system was already decaying. Buhari has put a final nail in the coffin of that judicial system. By blatantly disobeying court orders, by blatantly disobeying court injunctions. Today, the world is watching helplessly. And the United States, United Kingdom are also not doing anything. Either that they don't want to do the right thing, or that they are indeed trying to shield Buhari from criticisms. Buhari has a duty to ensure that all organs and officials of the government operate within the ambit of the law. In particular, he should not allow overzealous security personnel to engage in any form of impunity and therefore expose the government to unwarranted embarrassment. Of course, Buhari has embarrassed the so-called government of the zoo called Nigeria, because not only that Nigeria is a satire of corruption, Nigeria has nothing to prove to the world. Nigeria is also a lawless society. In July last year, the State Security Service cited the private residence of former NSA Colonel Sambo Dasuki at Abuja. When Dasuki alleged that his house was illegally seized, I pointed out that the action of the SSS was justified as there was a search warrant validly issued by a magistrate court in the Federal Capital Territory that authorized the search. He was eventually charged with money laundering and criminal diversion of huge sums of public funds before the Federal High Court and the Federal Capital Territory. In the same vein, the order admitting the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, to bail should be complied with. It should be complied with, because if the federal government has other charges against both suspects, it should file them in the court. There is no provision for keeping criminal suspects at the pleasure of security officials. Meanwhile, all valid and subsisting orders made by courts in favor of criminal suspects should be obeyed without further delay. To ensure that suspects are no longer held in custody in any part of the contraption called Nigeria without any legal justification, Section 34 of the Administration of Criminal Justice Act has imposed a duty on each chief judge to designate a chief magistrate or a judge of higher court to visit all police stations and other detention centers within their jurisdiction at least once a month. During such visits, appropriate directives shall be given while any officer who detains any person illegally will be sanctioned. This is, of course, important, because what we are seeing here today is a case where Buhari is the judge, he is also the prosecutor. Buhari is a dictator in civilian uniform and should be seen as such. Buhari knows nothing about the economy and has no economic team. This is according to the Labour Party of the contraption called Nigeria. The national chairman of the Labour Party, Alhaji Abdul Kadir Abdul Salam, has lamented that after voting Buhari to change the contraption, the zoo called Nigeria, He has spent the past 7 months whining about what his predecessor did or did not do. He also noted that the president does not know which direction to take about the economy, as he has no economic team. And that is the only thing that can happen and only obtainable in the compassion called Nigeria. It is clear that Buhari, who knows nothing about the economy, has no economic team that can address fundamentally the issues of enormous economic situation in the Sukar Niger. The opposition leader also noted that Buhari's corruption fight only targets those he regards as enemies. Of course, this is what we have been saying, and they are echoing it. And who tells you that they don't listen to Radio Biafra? We are setting the agenda and they are following, and we intend to continue. We are asking all IPOB5 members to remain resolute because the journey has just begun. The protests across Biafra land is gearing up. We needed to re-strategize, and we are doing something about it. The protests around the world will continue, and all IPOB5 members should, of course, take note of all this. For Biafra land, you will need to get information from your zonal coordinators. Very important. This Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live. We are there. My name is Uchemefo for once more. And I'm welcoming you to this unemployment edition of the program. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you, God bless you, sir. Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm Pastor Dustin Edgerson. I'm calling from Ihiala.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
I am okay. Hearing you. It appears you are listening via the radio. Can you talk to me via the phone so that you will be able to listen or hear me in good time? I don't know what's going on. Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please. We are waiting for you. Go ahead. Call on the phone. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, Uchemefo. That's Chioma. Okay, calling from Lagos.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Okay, please. I just want to use this opportunity to thank you and then to thank all other IPOB officials. Please, there's one thing I want to let you know. I don't want to sit on some drawing. But I actually want to tell you that you are very, very active and you are trying. Secondly, there are so many of our officers which are not hearing their voices presently, Clifford and so many other people. We need to hear their voice. The lawyer, Imam Nezu. But there's one information I want to pass across to you, that what is happening. You see, Buhari has actually is working with the of course we know he's the master of all the Boko Haram. If you can remember, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, thereabout, there was 140 billion naira which he went to dialogue with the Boko Haram boys before. He actually gave them the money for them to procure more instruments to deal with the Biafran. But apart from that, those guys gave him conditions. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons why he's defaulting our director. One of the conditions those guys gave to him is that he must make sure that he killed Nnamdi Kanu. Secondly, that he should kill Jonathan, the immediate past president. certainly that he should find a way to kill Ihejirika, because then would be dealt with them. Then he also mentioned of one other person, I've forgotten his name. So these are the conditions they gave him before they can totally cease fire, of which I know they're not even going to cease fire. They only want him to waste those people. And their friends should not fold their arms and be watching these two presidents to accomplish that. We must stand up and say no, because the years of Sarawa, when they killed Sarawa for nothing, the days when they killed Abiola is no longer, this is democracy. They must not tamper with our director of the Kano or any IPOB leader, any person from Biafraland again. So I am just trying to pass this information so that we will know how to gear up. And this information I'm giving you is real. It's not fabricated. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Of course, the information you are giving is very important, very critical. We are receiving and we have been talking on the similar information like this for quite some time now, and we intend to continue because our people have been singled out for total destruction and extermination, and we must stand up against it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Call on the phone, your name and where. Can you hear me? They call on the phone. Can you hear me? Go ahead, please. They are not talking. Hello. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, okay. Good evening. This is Jim. They're calling from Holland.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Okay, I have some comments to make in regards to our agitation. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I have to thank you for your position in this whole thing. And I believe that Chukwuka Abioma will surely see us through. But where I'm concerned is that, when you are fighting for a freedom, we should not forget what it takes. You know, when you look at the countries that have fought for freedom and that are free today, there's a lot of things they had to sacrifice. When you look at South Africa, when they held Mandela, I can still remember people keep protesting. You know, they only get to Mandela to see if Mandela can change his mind. And that is what is happening today with our director. You know, but where I have a problem now is that, why did we stop protesting in Biafraland?
The protest has not stopped.
Okay.
And
so okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Are you an IPOB family member in Netherlands, or where you are calling from?
Yes.
Why are you not protesting there?
Why am I not
protesting there?
Protesting in Holland.
Yes.
You need to ask me where I stay in Holland. In Rotterdam area, we don't have our distance is not functioning here.
What is not functioning?
Our IPOB meeting is not holding on here.
Why is it not holding?
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes you call the leader, he doesn't pick his phone, or he doesn't. Nothing is happening here. But let me make my comment so that other people can come in. For me, what I want to say is that when you look at Ukraine. They came out for protests for over 3 months in cold, minus 17 degrees, for government to hear them. And they stayed in one place for the whole time. So when we are planning for this, let us plan to achieve something. Let us not just go for protests. And after a few hours, we dismiss and nothing happens. Nigeria government is a strong, they are very, 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 very wicked. You can only get to them by doing something that nobody has done before. So if you keep protesting and after people will go home without any achievement. There is no need for it. If we start protests, we have to keep doing it. That is the only way to achieve freedom. You can't achieve freedom by shooting.
I agree. But I have asked you a question. Why are you not protesting where you are, at least? What are you doing?
It's not about what I'm doing. I'm giving my comment. Is this forum not for somebody to give his own opinion?
Of course. And I also reserve the right to ask questions. You are asking a question. Okay,
let me finish with my opinion. Then you can ask me what you want to ask me. Then I'll answer. I've told you what is happening in Rotterdam here. So it's left for you to know who is handling Rotterdam cell, to know why it's not going on. You know, but for me, what I'm after is that Nigerian government, a lot of odd emirs were going to the east. All of them, they are going to hold meeting with, to know how to stop this Biafra. Because of the process that was held in Onitsha Bridge, that was why we were able to get to them.
Yeah.
But for today, it's surprising that a court of jurisdiction has said Nnamdi should be released unconditionally and we do no protest in Biafra land. That is when we should have done a protest. If Nigeria government want to kill
I have
Biafra,
told you that the protest has not stopped and even when I came out.
My problem is that we are not doing it. My problem is that we are not doing it.
The protest has not stopped and unless you were sent to say what you are saying, you need to look into what I am telling you. The protest has not stopped.
I'm okay with that. I'm only making my own, this is my own part of what I can bring in this agitation. Nigeria, all of us are suffering. Nobody is happy. So for me, for us to get to this, to have our own freedom, we need to start. And when we start, we shouldn't stop. That is freedom. You don't start and stop and start and stop. People are getting weak when you start and stop and stop and stop. You yourself, you understand what I mean? Let's come out and start this thing, get it done, and then we'll sit down with our director because people are not leaving. Wherever we start now, we should sit there and stay there for weeks, for months, until something is achieved. That is how it is done any other place in the world. You don't start, move out, come back, move out, come back. That is my own. Every other thing, I don't have any other thing against. This is what I want. I want Biafra. I am in Europe. I am a train coach. I have my license. I'm not hungry. But what I want to say is, we have to fight for this once and for all.
Yes, I agree.
I agree.
But I also want to draw your attention to something. You made a distinction between Ukraine and the zoo called Nigeria. When you call it the zoo, you call it the zoo. The last protest we did where the Nigerian army swooped on our people, on armed protesters in the night and shooting a number of them dead. Is a case in point. What I am trying to tell you here is that we are re-strategizing.
Okay.
The zoo called Nigeria, you know about it. It cannot compare it to Ukraine. But what I'm trying to say here is that we have not stopped. We have to re-strategize. And that is what we are doing.
Okay, please,
and very soon.
Something I want to say before I forget, please.
Yes.
I would like you to give us a forum where we can send our ideas to.
Right. No problem about that. Can you hear me? Hello? No. The incoming call has cut you off. And I thank you for that. Thank you very much, Mizie from Netherlands. The next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Please, can you turn the radio off or move away from it, please?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. This is John from Niger State.
Can you turn the radio off? Can you move away from the radio, please? Or turn it off. Sorry?
No, I'm not with
the radio. You're not with the radio. I'm hearing my voice. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. My name is Chukwudi Uchenga. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my deputy director. I hope the world are hearing me.
Yes, this is a live broadcast. This is a live broadcast. Yes, yes. Go ahead, please.
What is happening in Nigeria, this contraction called Nigeria, do not come to everybody as a surprise. My deputy director, you can know there is a time in these elections, what is playing in the media about President Buhari, that he doesn't have war certificate.
Yes.
And everything has shown now. How can you tell me a man that don't have any war certificate, he doesn't know anything about the rule of law, he doesn't know about human rights, he doesn't even know about United Charter for Human Rights and everything. So what I'm trying to say here is what you will give what you have. That is what the scripture said. You can't give what you don't have. So in this situation we find ourselves, it's very regrettable. And the worst part of it is the Western world, which is the international community, they are looking the other side. How can a president who doesn't, you can see what he makes himself in the national TV, all the questions they raise there, they ask you to go and ask the finance minister. They ask another question, is that ask the CBN governor? He is above the law. He know how to know the time he when the case we started and when the case we finish. If in this 21st century a president can come on air and told, look, this person cannot get his freedom, then what are we talking about? I'm pleading to the whole world. I don't know why the international communities, what they see in Biafra, and that they will never allow us to go. We are not the same people. We are not staying together. How can they force people to live together? I can't understand that. My brother, is very, very unfortunate what we are seeing here. When I hear the other man saying, if you come out to protest, they will shoot you.
Yes. That is what is happening.
So, my brother, what I'm trying to say, this situation we find out, it's not even only in our leader. That is what is happening. See, the whole everything, even the, look at today, paper now, he just, the spokesman of the PPP, he has put in there for 5 days now without no any accusation of fraud or any other thing. Just go and keep him there.
It is left, my brother.
It's against the constitution. It's against the 1999 constitution. How can you arrest somebody after 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days? Have not even charged the person to court.
Yes, it is left for those who call themselves Nigerians, and indeed all indigenous peoples lumped together in that contraption, to stand up. The time is ripe for revolution. What is Nigerian Bar Association doing? What is Nigerian judges doing? What is the Nigerian Labour Congress doing? What is the members of the academy, the university lecturers doing? What are the students doing? What are the workers doing, the civil servants? Because everybody is keeping quiet, it will affect everybody in the end. It will affect everybody in the end.
So the truth of the matter is, all these people we are counting, you know that anybody who want to come with equity will come with a clean hand. So when you, all these people, all of them are corrupt. That is what our leader is saying. So immediately you talk, he will go and open your case file and nail you. So all of them are afraid because of all of them are corrupt.
Yes, but Buhari himself is also corrupt. Buhari himself is also corrupt. His forged secondary school certificate is everywhere on the internet, and they did this with impunity. Buhari's secondary school certificate is forged, and it is everywhere on the web, and there is incontrovertible evidence which abounds. Buhari knowingly received billions from Rotimi Amaechi of Rivers State, knowing fully well that Rotimi was siphoning the River State Treasury to sponsor his presidential campaign. He accepted it. Rotimi Amaechi was being probed. There was an ongoing probe against him. But Buhari intervened and made him minister. Today, Buhari is fighting corruption. Who is fooling who?
We have seen where the PDP got their money for their campaign. Then what we are asking, let us ATC tell us where they get their own money for campaign. If they are serious about the fighting corruption, now we have seen where the PDP got their money for campaign. Where did the APC got their own money for their campaign? Let them tell the whole world. Let the whole world hear where they get their money for their campaign.
They are
My
all...
Deputy Director, I want to thank you once again. May Chukwu Okikama Abdiama strengthen you, give you more wisdom, more strength to pilot this affair till our director come back. I'm praying for director. Director will come back.
No matter what
the enemy is doing. Look at, they are all liars. From the other day, they say they have, in fact, everything they said in Nigerian media is lies. The foundation of this country is not good, and the Nigerian must collapse. It must collapse. Thank you very much, and God bless you, my brother.
Thank you. May Chukwu Okikama bless you and family of IPOB around the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Good evening. Welcome to the program. The call on Skype, please. Hold on for 1 minute. Go ahead, please.
My name is Dayana. This is I'm calling from my bank.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Dayana. There is something I need to say on air concerning our Reverend Father Baka. Certain things we normally do. So many people are still working to know where his power comes from. So I'm not here to enlighten the whole world where his power comes from. So, but for instance, I will start by the time of his speech against Goodluck Jonathan. The time he speak against Goodluck Jonathan, you know. The reason why the Lord allowed President Buhari to be a president of the Jews is because of some of the believers that call themselves Christians here in their planet and everywhere. They are just keep silent. They are not praying the time they are supposed to pray. They are just still relaxed. They are not talking about what is about to happen, because the revelation was everywhere. The mission of Buhari, his plan against Nigeria. One of his missions is Islamize this country. Secondly, secret killing. And that secret killing, you know, is still doing this. We started with the... Hello?
Go ahead. I'm listening. The word is the same, please. Go ahead.
He started that secret killing with our Biafran soldiers that working under the roof called Nigeria. Those people that shot them towards the Zambita forest or whatever they call it, those soldiers are Biafran soldiers. And he thinks that those soldiers will be soldiers that will fight for Biafran. That's why he starts killing them one after the other. Now, our Reverend Father Mbaka, the time he speak against Goodluck Jonathan, that time we all know that he's not a real man of God. For those that used to go to his adoration, let them hear, let them know that Mbaka is an antichrist. You know, here we are dear friends, we don't lie. Whatever we say here is the truth. Mbaka has the power from water, and that water is in this thing. No? Yeah. Wait, I will remember. Akaba. That water, he got his power, is from Akaba. Yeah, he got his power. Even Catholic as a whole, there's no question about this. They didn't know the where he got his power. And I'm saying it here now on air. Let everybody hear, let everybody know the truth. And we don't lie here. Because the reason why he's attacking this...
Do you have evidence as to that? Do you have evidence? Are you just saying it?
I have the evidence. You don't lie.
Right.
After this thing now, I will give my number on air. If you doubt me, call me. Anything you want to ask. I will tell you. The reason why Obama doesn't want to accept this process, I will tell you. Obama and Pope Francis, what they are doing secretly, their secret meetings, I know them all. But I'm not really alone. I want to speak about the backup issue. So, the reason why, because the time, there is a time, as I said, that there is a light that coming out from the east. Lucifer himself speaks, use human body to speak. There is a light that coming out from the east. If time did not take, that light will cover the whole world. What is that east? It is not Biafra. It is Biafra. And what is that light? That light is our director. The way he's making our brothers to know their brothers. Because before, I am from Imo State. We see Calabar people as our enemies. Sometimes we see the basket of Bayasa people as our enemies. Now, our director has made us know each other that we are one. We don't need to give any boundary or whatever. Let us come together and fight for this struggle. But the special grace of God, I remember fighting you here in Abba. So, the reason why they will not allow this to come to pass, but whether they like it or not, to quote to Shabi Amakuchi, our director used to call you Yeshua. We see what you. So, whatever they are planning, whatever is working under Buhari or whatever, whether he's going for high school, we don't think. All I want to let the world know that his power is not from God. He never, ever had the message from God for the fourth time. How can a snake burn a bone? Is it possible? His son is a missing.
Hello, can you hear me? I can't get that. The next caller, your name and where you are. You have to call us back if it is not recorded.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, I'm hearing you.
Okay. Yeah, my name is... Blessed from
me. So your name is what?
And my name is Mr. Blessed from me. I've been trying to call this number for quite a long time now. I'm living at Port Harcourt. But I'm from a district. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. What really convinced me from the voice of director, I want you to know, because I'm hearing a lot of things that people are saying in this radio, and I want you to know that all over this nation, in Biafra land, even in the north, there's a lot of people who believe in Kamuwakwa. because Kano Wako is a prophet that when he says something, it comes to pass. That is why we have to believe in him. I lived in the north for many years, and I heard a lot of, I saw a lot of things, and it's because of this menace that is going on in Boko Haram that made me to leave that place and came to Port Harcourt. When Kano Wako began to speak in Radio Biafra, I began to listen to him. And most of those things that he said is reality about Nigeria. So I want you, Radio Biafra, to know all over this nation, even in the north, a lot of people that believe in Radio Biafra. And I want you people to know that the Kano Wako is a journey set by God. It is not by any man. And the people should not begin to know, feel that there are not people that believe in Biafra restoration, even from a good speech. Continue what you are doing. Don't listen at Kano Wako, Okolocha, Okolocha Muta, or Ndo Zimbi, Shimande Zimbi, Ndiagolo. Don't listen to them. When Biafra will begin to get ground, most of those people that they are not talking about Biafra today will begin to talk about Biafra. Biafra is just this man just started from radio, and from today, I want to tell you, millions of people have believed in Biafra. If common radio, Nigeria will begin to fight for radio, common radio, what will happen when Biafra will come? So I want you people to believe that you should not have what to say in Radio Biafra. Don't come and say anything, all these people will come there and begin to say a lot of things. I want you to know that God himself believes in Radio Biafra. If you read in the book of the letter chapter 4 verse 29, Paul saw what is going on. And Paul makes a statement. He said, as it was then, the him that was born in the spirit and born in the flesh persecuted him that was born in the spirit. Paul said, even so it is now. Isaac was him that was born in the spirit. Ishmael is the father of Islamic, which is the rabbi is standing for. We know that Islamic is where the sword on all this world now. And Paul said, as it was then, when Ishmael was persecuting Isaac, so it will be now. And the Bible says, Paul said, what said the scripture? And what does the scripture say? It says, cast out the bad woman with the soul. For the bad woman will not have any cast with my soul. For we are the free woman. If you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, you see where Ishmael was born and where Isaac was born. Isaac was born and Ishmael was the one mocking. We have been mocked in this nation. They are just deceiving us, that they are ruling us. I am over 50-something years now, and they are not mocking us. They are not bringing any change to us. That is what Islam stands for, and that is what Islam is not stands for. They are mocking, and the Bible says, and the mother of Isaac says, cast that woman and the child away. And when this thing was grievous to Abraham, told Abraham, do let it not be grievous for you. What Sarah say, it what would happen, that the bad woman should be cast away, and the woman Ishmael was cast away, who is the father of Islamic. They are deceiving us. They are deceiving us. They are not more than Biafra. They just divide this nation and they make themselves 96. We have seen what they are doing. Let us continue what we are doing, because I know that Biafra must come. Let us not worry about much about Kano Wako. Kano will come out from that prison. In the last, let them confess against him. The hand of God will start Nigeria. What is going on today in Nigeria that the oil is falling? We are just one because of the oil. If you remove the oil, we are not one. So what we are doing in this nation, our eyes is open. And when the judgment of God will come upon this nation, all of them will run away. This battle belongs to God. And the judgment of God must fall upon every one of them. As many people who are calling themselves men of God, and they are not prophesying against this nation, they are just telling that Buhari is the rightful person. Not the rightful person. I want to tell you, even you that
and man of God, if you just stand up and prophesy and declare what God says, when God's judgment will come upon this nation, nobody will go free. Let us continue what you are doing, because I know that the answer will come. There's no night I cannot listen to the answer with my wife, because what we are doing here is the last thing. May the Lord depend on you. And I believe that God will restore the answer in appropriate time. God bless you.
He say, God bless you too. God bless you. And God keep on keeping
you.
Up.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And God bless.
Bye.
The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. Thank you for holding. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? They are not listening. I don't know. Let me see. Yes. Amanda, can you hear me? You will have to call back. Can you hear me, the next caller? Can you hear me?
Yes, Uchemofo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you. Go ahead. It appears you are listening via the radio.
Okay. Thank you very much for answering my call. Thank you very much. Hello? Okay. Hello?
Yes, please. Do you know what? You are listening to the radio. Can you talk to me via the Skype, please?
Sorry. Hello?
Yes, hello. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening. I want to say well done. My name is Owen. I'm calling from River State, precisely.
Right, thank you very much.
Very well. I'm calling from River State.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I want to thank you. You are doing wonderfully well. I want to ask that Tuku Kike Baragadu strength for what you are doing for Radio Biafra and all the entire members of RPOB worldwide. But I have a request to make, please. The request is, can you please request other members of the leadership to speak to all Biafra? The barrister and all others which are speak to all Biafrans once in a while, no matter how busy the ceremony is, because the only thing is an indication that we are doing what we are supposed to do, whether in Nigeria or in diaspora.
Yes, they are listening to you. They are listening to you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well done, once again, Master Chimafo.
Thank you.
Well.
Thank you. God bless you. Next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. No. Caller on Skype, I'm coming back to you again. Can you hear me? Amanda, can you hear me? No.
Hear me?
Next Hello? Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, Deputy Director. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good evening from here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Appears you are not listening to me directly via the Skype.
Okay. 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 I am.
You are listening to the radio. Talk to me via the Skype. You are hearing me. Just talk directly. You can listen to your voice after now.
Okay. I want to talk about three things.
I don't know what is happening. My brother, you have to call back.
Okay, let me fix my technical issues here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next caller, your number, where you are. The call, the number to call remains plus 447-405-964-146. Can you hear me? Hello? The call on the phone.
Yes, I'm hearing you. My name is Obi Ratchetoya.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, I am calling you from Aba. You know what I'm saying? So, concerning what they have been doing about our director, I know that since they arrested him, so many of them, even some of you that are handling these things, they were jubilating, celebrating that they have arrested our leader. But I want to put one thing very, very clear to everybody this night, that our director will come out. And if he fails to come out, there is nothing that will be left in Nigeria, or the youth, they call it. But one thing I want to tell you is to be strong in whatever thing you are doing. There are so many people that you don't even know of that are behind you. But the only thing I want you guys to do is, like all these HMFO, Imam Nezu, what do I call him? Ikenaya, Ukenawa Nenu, Clifford Iruanya, the rest of them, this, let them call on Radio Biafra so that people will know that they are united. Because when they are doing all these things, if you look at it, we are not united. But one thing I have for them is, let them not allow that Satan that is trying to use them, because in the end, they will regret it. Biafra must come. They don't even know, even that effort they are making, and other people can make it, but there are opportunities to make that effort, and they're just trying to play with it. I just want everybody to stand in one accord, because Biafra must come. But I want you to do one thing for me. After this program, call me. I have an important thing to discuss with you. Can you call me after this program?
Much. Thank you. I will try and give you a call.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. One thing is clear here, the IPOB family remains one. And there is nothing to worry about. We are moving relentlessly. It doesn't matter how many we are. It doesn't matter who is involved. In everything we do, we must continue to move relentlessly towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra. There's no going back. Can you hear me? The call on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Is this you, Senator?
Yes, speaking.
Okay. My name is Isain. I'm coming from Biafra land. But there is a reason why I will not tell you where I'm at. I'm telling you that is.
Yeah.
So, before I make my point, there is a question I want to make. There's somebody that called and was calling our director, Kanu Wanko. Maybe he's listening now.
To be honest, I didn't understand what he was saying, to be honest. I was just listening.
That called, he said that he's from Edo State. He was calling our director, Kanu Wanko. So I want to correct him. That name is not Kanu Wanko.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that correction.
Okay. Then, the next thing I want to say is that there is somebody again that called and was saying many things about Reverend Farambaka. He did not say because of maybe he was misled, or maybe he has gone astray and begin to talk ill about me. Many Catholics, they know that he is a real man of God. And not even only Catholics. There are many who are not Catholics. They know that he is a real man of God. But one thing people should know is that there must be a temptation. And when you...
Hello?
When you give devil chance, he make use of you. So, only what I believe is that just have made use of Mbaka, and that does not mean that he's not a real man of God. That is my correction on that side. And the other thing is that people, all our IPOB members, they should be they must be ready at any time, because anything may happen at any time. Even as I'm talking to you now, I'm ready, I prepared myself against any instability. Every IPOB member should not wait before they look for a weapon for him. Everybody should get himself ready that anything may happen at any time. That's
yes.
What I want to say. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You are right in what you're saying. But I also want to say that anybody that does something wrong should be singled out and be placed where he belongs. With reference to Reverend Father Mbaka, I'm a Catholic, but Mbaka has left what he is supposed to be doing and be doing another thing. Supporting Buhari, Buhari the arch genocidist, kicking against Biafra. Does it mean that Mbaka does not know what Biafra is all about? Millions died because of that name Biafra. And today he is mocking the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. Mbaka did not see Buhari's forgery activities or conduct. Buhari forged his secondary school certificate. Mbaka did not see it. Buhari accepted millions from River State Governor, former River State Governor Rotimi Amaechi, which of course he knew that he was being looted, and supported his presidential campaign. Buhari surrounded himself with corrupt politicians, and today he's fighting corruption. Buhari has no respect for rule of law and human rights. Buhari has no clue about what democracy is all about. One wonders what Mbaka has told him. Has Mbaka raised any question at all? That tells you the level of decadence. Mbaka should be told, not protected. He should be told what he has done and what he is. That is a mistake that has gone too far. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I don't understand it. Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Go ahead if you can.
Hello. What is my deputy director?
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, I want to thank you for what you are. Yes, I'm hearing you, sir. I want to thank you for what you are doing for us. May God bless you and bless your family.
Bless you too. Go ahead.
All right. I want to speak to my brothers, Clifford, the Iranian, and the rest of them. My name is Innocent Uzoka, and I am from Uguta, in Uguta local government. But I'm coming from Port Harcourt, East Watcham. I'm a member of ITA. I want to speak to my brother, Clifford, especially Imam Benzi. When my director was around, he used to speak good of Imam Benzi. We used to call him my eminent barrister and lord. That if barrister cannot come to him, he can get to barrister. But I don't know why they are all running away from the struggle. We are not hearing their voice. Clifford Iranya, you are from my local government. You are from Uguta. And when I heard your voice for the first time, and the voice of Oge Duzokwe is my in-law. The younger brother, Paul Duzokwe, is marrying my cousin's sister. When I heard their voice, I was so happy that my people are into the movement. Then I went down to my village to organize people. They have started the IPOB family in Uguta. So I think no reason why our brothers that we are looking up onto are now deviating. We are not happy here in Nigeria. We are not happy. Sorry, in Biafra land, we are not happy. Please, I'm begging them. We are begging them. We want to be hearing their voice again. We want to be seeing their contributions. We are not happy seeing this house going up and down. We want to unite and fight a fight so that we succeed. Then, secondly, I want to share the whole world. what made Cardinal Zogu to plan that you the first queue in Nigeria. It was the Ahmadu Bello statement when they were in military school in Europe. Ahmadu Bello came to their base to visit them, and they were happy that their elderly statement came. Then after addressing them, Ahmadu Bello used Hausa language to tell his brothers to wait behind. That all these infidels, he was referring to the Christians in Nigeria or the Biafrans, that they thought they, when they finished the school, that they would take the job, that the Hausas would first take the job before the infidels. He didn't know that Cardinal Zogu was hearing Hausa fluently. So Kadula took it upon himself that since they are planning to make Nigeria one, and these people are trying to divide, are planning to divide Nigeria, he thought that they were having problem with them, that Zeke and the rest of them. Then he said, okay, that they will come and remove those old eggs so that them, the youth, will control Nigeria and make Nigeria one. That is the reason why, or that was the reason why they protected that queue. He did not plan that queue to bring in a Biafran or an Igbo man to become the head of state or whatever, but he prepared the queue to unite Nigeria the more, not to divide Nigeria. But Ahmadu Bello was dividing Nigeria. That is number two. Then the second one I want to say is that the third one, the people that are following Hausa people, the Biafrans, the Christians that are following Hausa people, thinking that they are doing good. When the jihad starts, those wrote to me, Obonyeono, that are standing side by side with Buhari, they will be the first to be killed. But they don't know it. Zeke was parading himself as one Nigeria. But throughout Zeke's time, throughout his election time, no Hausa man voted for Zeke. No Hausa man, go and check. No Hausa man voted for Zeke. And he was parading himself as one Nigeria. And Nigeria is one. Zeke was among the people that thwarted this Biafran war. Today, where are Zeke's children in Nigerian politics? They are nowhere to be found. The same thing happens to Atakaboro. They were the people that fought with Hausa people against Biafrans. The same Nigerian troops killed Atakaboro. Salo were the same thing. He was with Hausa people against Biafra. The same Hausa people killed Sarawua. Where are the Sarawua children in Nigerian politics? No way. Upa Biaska, the same thing. We are not hearing the names of Upa Biaska's children in Nigerian politics. So what I'm telling my people is that if you are working out with Hausa people, knowing that Hausa man or Hausa woman does not like you, because you are an infidel, you are not a Muslim. When the jihad starts, you will be the first to kill. Even if you are going to the mosque with them, they will know that you are just pretending. They will kill you first. So please, get out from where Hausa people are and join your brothers to make this trouble a reality. I'm begging you people, the reverend fathers, the reverend sisters, the prophets, I want you people to see what the Hausa people are planning against the non-Muslims here in Nigeria. But you people are not seeing it. My director saw everything and he exposed everything. That is why Buhari is holding him. Buhari is not holding Nnamdi Kanu because he committed any crime. But because of the hatred Buhari and the Hausa Fulani have against the Biafrans, non-Muslims, that is why he's holding him extrajudicially. So please, I'm begging everyone, every Biafran, South or Southeast, let us unite together and fight this cause to make it a success. Thank you. That is all I have to say. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you. Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, my deputy. Good evening. Uchebefo.
Good evening, and thank you for holding. Go ahead, please.
Yes. This is Ralph Ndikom. I'm from Umuaka in Olu Elije, Imo State, Biafra Land. by special grace of God, I serve indigenous people of Biafra in Russia as national treasurer. It's my pleasure this evening to make some contributions. I want to say good evening to all our listeners around the globe. Good morning, depending where you are located. Actually, we have seen the stage that our struggle have entered. That our leader Nnamdi Kanu is still in the enemy camp. And because of that, the Lucifer himself, that devil is the British is using to torment us, in the name of the person of Buhari, the child rapist, and the man that committed the biggest treason felony in Africa, only because our leader is in his custody. He is mustering power. Last week, the latest development was that he is employing people to harm our struggle. He is giving bribing people, trying to recruit people to make sure that Biafra is not restored. And also, I also heard recently that he offered some amount of money to the ex-militants of Niger Delta and agreed to pay them their arrears, and also promised them that how much he'd be paying them every year. But my message and my address to Buhari tonight is that you are making a big mistake, and you are trying to negotiate the Biafran problem with wrong people. Because at the first instance, the people that now are getting for Biafra restoration are not even the ex-militants that you are negotiating with. They will take your money, they will eat your money, but they will not help you. Why? Because this young generation of Biafrans that you saw in Onitsha Head Bridge, this young generation of Biafrans that you saw in Aba, in Owerri, in Umuahia, in their millions, Buhari, these are the people that face you. And when they handle gun, when our hands lay on gun, all these people now you are trying to settle, you are trying to give money to Salenso, they will not help you. And we have made it clear to the world that our agitation towards Biafra restoration cannot be negotiated with any person. It cannot be negotiated. Though we started very slowly and quietly, people still think that it's a child play. Like, for past 4 or 5 years, Nnamdi Kanu was speaking on radio. Some people were mocking, saying that he will make noise on radio. He cannot even come to Biafra land. He don't have any people. But they were surprised after his kidnap by British and the Buhari. They were surprised to see millions of people, millions of followers of Nnamdi in Biafra land. And these are only the people in Biafra land they saw. Outside Biafra land, we are millions. We are numerous. Why we have not descended in Nigeria is because our director, even before he was taken hostage by the enemy, he told us to stay where we are. So any place where we are Biafran soldiers. And we know what we are doing. So any person that is underestimating our resolve, you are making a great mistake. Because first, Nnamdi Kanu, before he entered into your hands, he has succeeded in making all Biafrans to know who we are, to know our roots, to know our source, to know where we come from, and to know what we are up to do. And this young generation have embraced the message of truth. If the thing is burning and boiling in our blood, in our veins, in our brain, every minute of the day. Though we're not yet killing anybody, we're not yet lay hands on guns, but don't take it for granted. Because very, very soon, the game will change. Very, very soon, the game will change. Because now, even your British, your Mecca, Nigeria, the zoo, even British, your Mecca, cannot save you. Because the owners of the land cannot be able to keep quiet, and then outsiders we continue controlling us. So and from even the latest news that is breaking now is that the Queen of England have passed away at the age of 89. So Buhari also, this is anyway, in everything, we say, may her soul rest in peace. But what we are saying that Nigeria, the end of Nigeria is all it have come. And Nigeria is an expired product. We know that any expired product is good for nothing, only to throw into the dustbin. Nigeria will expired according to the creator, Frederick Lugard. He said that Nigeria is the only experiment of 400 years. And that 400 years completed on the 31st December 2013. And now, we are in 2016. So for the past 3 years, Nigeria is already rotten. Nigeria officially is no more existing. Due to Buhari is an illiterate. He don't even know the history. He's trying to save something that is already gone. So what am I saying in a nutshell? Fellow Biafrans. Youths of Biafrans. Armies of Biafrans. You people should not be discouraged. No matter how long they hold our leader, they only hold one Nnamdi, but millions, more than 50 million of Nnamdi, we are outside waiting. If anything happened to Nnamdi, or maybe he can't, even if he come out, and we see that he come out sick, still Nigeria, the people that are responsible, we will hunt them any place they are. They don't know why we are still where we are in the whole world, in Europe, in America, and they think that we are there, just we don't want to come to Nigeria. No, the time is coming. We are waiting for you people. You will run. When the time comes, you will run. Run. Any place you go in the world, we must fetch you. We know the right bottle to press. We know the right bottle to press and to pick it off any place where you hide yourself. Because the wicked must be punished. All the killers of Biafrans must be punished. This is our generation, this young generation Biafra, IPOB. In our own dictionary, we don't have anything like forget or forgive. That doctrine or religion they brought to us, saying if they slap you in one cheek, turn the other one. This young generation of Biafrans, it doesn't exist. Slap us once, before you open your eyes, we have given you 20 in your faces. We are in the law of Moses. Tooth for that. So, those teaching Christianity they brought to us to make us to be impotent men, to make us not to revenge, to make us not to know when they are killing us. Is gone and gone. It's a history. So this is our generation. We will bite you, and we will bite you to the marrow. Because you people have killed us enough. House of Fulani, British have used you for more than 100 years, now killing Biafrans. and people think that he will exterminate us in this generation. But as God made it possible that after 1967 to 1970 genocide, we're still alive. The children that survived the war, the children born after the war, we are grown up and we are ready to revenge to the letter. All the killers of our people, nobody, none of them, even go one that is still messing up, coming to Biafra land, trying to, Wike, he promising him that he will immortalize him. Don't worry, we are coming for all of you. All of you that kill Biafra people, Obasanjo and co, people are thinking that you people are above death. Don't worry, this young generation of IPOB, remember it, we are not Igbos. We are IPOB, indigenous people of Biafra. We don't have anything like forgiveness. I repeat it again. We don't know what is called forgiveness. We must retaliate. Though it may tarry, but it must come to pass. So, fellow Biafrans, we should not be moved by what is happening. We should not be moved by all the strategies of enemy to scatter us or to bring a division among us. All those things are just, they are just wasting their time. The message you have already caught the message. The message is burning inside our hearts, and we must explode at the right time. So, fellow Biafra citizens and friends of Biafra around the globe, may Chukwu Okeabana bless all of us and keep us in a high spirit until we can be able to reach our promised land. Uchefo, I sign off for now from Russia.
Please, it's about them cocky slabbies. Alongside with MG Boy. Only by them now. Cool. Respect like my Biafran people. Ziggy Zaga, Zago Zago. Only pan them know the great nation they call Biafra. No one can test, no one can take it away from us. That you want to know, respect the lad.
Freedom fighters.
The live feed is having some issues. I don't know what's going on. I've been talking, it's not coming out. If you're hearing me, please confirm. The live feed is having some issues. The caller on the phone, you understand where you are. Caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Which am I for?
Yes, I think there is an issue here. Go ahead, please. Let's see.
Thank you very much. Chukwu Okike, continue to bless you for the hard work you are doing for the people of Biafra. I say may his blessings continue to be with you and your family and to continue to give you strength. My dear brother, I come today to bring you some news.
Yes, go on.
So, from Chukwu Okike Abiyama, we have seen last time I mentioned that this fight is
you didn't being directed you didn't tell by us your name.
Satan himself.
Did you tell us your name?
So right now we can identify the three ways he Satan is attacking us.
You are not listening. Did you give us your name?
Oh, sorry. My name is Chukwu Kelo Agba.
Thank you.
I am, by the special grace of God, I am a servant of the Most High.
Thank you.
And I am, by special grace of God, one of the servants of IPOB here in Phoenix, Arizona, in the United States.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. So, the message I want to bring today is, like I said before, Satan is the one directing this. And at this point, we can easily identify three ways that Satan is attacking us. Okay, the first one is economically. All of us have heard what is going on with our business people down in the zoo, in Lagos, in Kano. In fact, it's such a pitiful situation thing that happened that a Biafran will want to sell his son for the sake of money. That goes to say how our people are so oppressed. Okay, it's an indication of what our people are going through at this point in time. Okay, so, and then the second one is militarily.
Last week, all of us read that Obama's administration voted $11 million worth of equipment. This is the one that they identified publicly. We don't know what is they've given them in secret. Okay, they gave them equipment that Buhari has been running around the whole world collecting equipment in the guise that he is going to use it to fight Boko Haram. The same Boko Haram that he already claimed that technically is over. My dear brother Uchemofo, what my sister said, if you put the two together, you will see. Okay, it's not Boko Haram that is collecting this equipment for. Chukwuokike Abiam already revealed to some of us that these guys are building secret armory in Biafra land. Okay, but this is not to scare anybody, because they are bringing equipment that God is going to turn over to us. If anybody wants to understand this, God gave me the Judges chapter 7. You go and read there about Gideon, how God used Gideon and the 300 men who have only one trumpet on the right hand and a lantern on the left. And God with them, these 300 men with only trumpet on the right hand and the lantern in the left, to defeat a host that in the Bible it says that they are like the sea on the seashore. I mean sand on the seashore. God used that without them having any sword, not any knife, only trumpet and the lantern to defeat them. So Chukwuokike Abiam doesn't want us to worry about that. It's nothing. But to Chukwuokike Abiam. But the one that Chukwuokike Abiam cares about, the one that is actually holding his hand right now, is what again Chukwuokike Abiam led me to the sermon that Prophet Nnamdi Kanu, I call him Prophet now after listening to that this thing. He's not just a servant of Chukwuokike Abiam, but he's actually a prophet of Chukwuokike Abiam. I wish you will bring up that sermon that he preached during the Day of Atonement. I believe it's September 22nd. Okay, and there he said, let me just point out two things, but he said a whole lot of stuff. Let me just point out two things. One, he said if God finds 100 righteous people in Biafra land, he's going to give us Biafra. 100, that's what he said. Okay, and then the second thing he said, he told everybody to pick up Exodus 20 and keep reading it and reading it and reading it until you understand it and implement it in our lives. All right. So this also links to say what I talked about last time, that we are not Christians, we are not Muslims, we are not Buddhists, we are not Hindus, we are Israel. And I gave you the definition of Israel, what Israel means. Okay? Deuteronomy, Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. That is where the definition of what Israel is. God said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power with God and with men, and has already prevailed. That is what Chukwuokike Abiam looks upon us. But we keep belittling ourselves, okay, bringing ourselves down and calling ourselves Catholics and CMS and Protestants and all this. Okay. The servant of the prophet of Moses, Nnamdi, specifically stated, I encourage everybody, come out of those Sunday worship. That is not what God gave Israel to do. And that is why he said, go read Exodus 20. Okay, as every one of us, read Exodus 20, read it over and over until we understand it, and then start implementing what God told us to do there. All right, so I would like to, I don't know how we can set it up. I would like to, go through this scripture and then use it to prove to my brethren that this is the word of God. Many people have come with all kinds of explanation. Some will say, okay, well, for example, now the King James Bible is translated by the white man. King James was an Israelite, okay, and he was a Hebrew, and he was a black guy that God put the Spirit in him to translate the Bible from both Greek and the Hebrew into English. And when he was translating this, his goal was to be exact, to be perfect, to be accurate. That is why he got 47 of the best literaries there in Hebrew and Greek. He brought 47 of them, divided them into 6 groups. 3 groups he assigned the Old Testament, 2 groups he assigned the New Testament, and 1 group is assigned to translate the Apocrypha. And these folks spent 2 years working on this. After they finished translating it in 2 years, then again they spent another 9 months. 9 months to review everything to make sure that it's as accurate as humanly possible. This is the King James Version. I'm not talking about the New King James. Okay? I want to go through the scripture to show you that this is this scripture is the word of God. So maybe I'm thinking, if I can prove to you through the scripture that what we have in the King James Version of the Bible is the true word of God, then, since you know, as Christ have said that in Matthew 4:4, and Christ said that we will live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So let me read exactly what how Christ said. But he answered and said, that is Christ answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Okay? The Bible we have today is the true word of God. In fact, if we go to Esdras chapter 14, we will see there that the enemy, I hope everybody's writing this down, so you can review it here for yourself. Okay? Write these verses down and review it for yourself. Later on, if we can arrange it, I would like to go slowly through them, and then I'll give my email address. I would like this to be like a discussion part, so that at the end, all my brethren will see through the scripture that this is the word of God. I don't want anybody to take my word for it. I want everybody to go through it and see it. And then hopefully we start implementing this, like the prophet Nandi has said. All his God is looking for 100 righteous people. And what do we mean by righteous? Those who believe that Bible is the word of God, and they are striving to the best of their ability to implement it in their lives. That is what it is. Okay, that's what is holding the hand of God up till now. Okay, so my dear brother Uchemofo, do you think it's coincidental that a brother of us, ignorant as he may be, now has made Biafra land where we have the tallest idol abomination in the world? Just I think last week or 2 weeks before, they dedicated what they call Jesus the Great in Imo. So now we are turning to be like the Muslims that have to go to Mecca to go run around some rock there. Now people are going, now the children of God, the children of the Most High God, are now going on pilgrimage to this abomination. This is the one that Chukwuka Abraham is pointing out. This is the one that is offending him most. Okay, he's saying that he's talking to us to come out of all those foolishness, but we are going even deeper. Okay, this is what is holding the hand of the Most High to come and do what he needs to do in that place. I don't know how we can do this, so that my people can start understanding, who Chukwuka. Let me tell you, my brother Uchemofo, I don't want to go to a country called Biafra. And I don't think God is going to give us a country called Biafra. He wants to give us a nation called Biafra. Let me explain that.
Yeah, my brother, I think you will try and make it a bit quicker, a bit snappy, so that there are so many callers waiting. Go ahead.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. A country called Biafra is where we have people, everybody doing whatever he wants, worshiping whatever he wants. Okay? So that is not what God wants to give us. God wants to give us a holy nation, a nation where you have his children who believe in his word, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Biafra wants Biafra to be a unique nation, a kingdom of priests and kings. Okay? That is what Chukwuka Abiam wants to give us. So I would like to talk to you offline to plan on how I can start. You know, I want to first of all show that, you know, the Bible is the word of God. It was the enemy has always wanted to destroy it. And then how in Esdras, God, you know, gave his Holy Spirit to five men to write 204 books in 40 days, which includes the Old Testament and the Apocrypha. But the enemy has destroyed most of them, and the Chukwuka Abiam reserved what we call now the Bible, the Old Testament, the New, and the Apocrypha. Reserve it for us. And he said that this is sufficient for us to understand his will for us. All right? So this is what he wants. Now, concerning the statue there that was built, Leviticus 26:1 says, "You shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow unto it, for I am the Lord your God." On the day they dedicated this abomination here, I saw my brethren there singing there that Jesus Abiago. Jesus Abiago, that is what they were singing. Huh? And not only that, Revelation 1 clearly tells us that we look like our brethren, which is Christ, and Christ looks like his father. Okay? Christ has woolly hair, Christ has skin tone, even darker skin tone than most of us. But what do we have there? The abomination we have there is the same lie, or white supremacist lie that has been propagated all over the world, telling us that God is white, which is not biblically true in any way you look at it. So those are the things I would like to, through the scripture, slowly take it, and then I'll give her my email address so my brethren can send me email, and then through the scripture, we examine every question that everybody has. That is what I would like to set up with you, my dear brother Uchemafo. So that we can, you know, have a time where we can, you know, go through the scriptures, like our Prophet Nnamdi has said that we need to go through Exodus 20. Okay, so I would like to help give understanding there. All right, the enemy thinks that now that one of the reasons they are holding in, and one of the reasons why some of those people who call themselves Christian pastors have told Buhari not to release him is because he is out here speaking the truth. All right, but they don't know that. If Prophet Nnamdi is like an AK-47, there are prophets out there right now who are like bazookas and obunigwes that we can bring in here. They will even, you know, blast the truth harder and faster than Prophet Nnamdi. Okay, so I would like to arrange with you so that we have some time where I'll take the scripture of those Exodus 20, especially the Ten Commandments here. We go through it slowly. So shall I call you offline and then we arrange for that?
You can at some point, yes.
Okay. So call you after the program?
I wouldn't be that sure because I'll be in a meeting after the program. Okay. So I would suggest maybe tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Okay, like what time?
Anytime from 9 a.m. London time.
UK time, right? Okay. Yeah. All right, my dear brother.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Most High Christ bless you and continue the good work you're doing. You're doing so marvelous.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Call on the phone, your name and wire. Can you hear me? Caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. This is Basi Basi from, I'm calling you from Igocha, Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so much happy for a lot of people that have contributed for today's broadcast. Actually, I traveled down to my place, Akwa Ibom State, to you precisely, and I got the message that the Radio Biafra is very active there. A lot of people are very excited and very much happy for them to always be with us. I believe that some of them are hearing me now. I want to say something concerning to some of our leaders that are not here with us, that have not been speaking since the arrested directors. People like
yeah, my brother, while you speak, remember to give at least 1 second or minute to speaking in your local dialect to our people, please. Go ahead. Hello? This is unbelievable. He is gone. Basi, if you can call us back. I don't know what's going on. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are. Yes, hello. Good evening. Welcome to the program. Your voice is a bit faint, please. Yes, hello. Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Good evening.
My name is Ejiofor Ajie, calling from Abuja.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for the people you are making for the business growth of Japan. I think the God Almighty reward you mighty in the name of Jesus.
He said, and you too. Bless you. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to talk to our people. Those that are outside there looking and seeing, they want to see before they will go to ICOT. For them, let them know that this struggle is not for one person. They must rise up and work together so that this struggle must surely come to pass. Because if they look around, they will know that this struggle is from above, is from the hand of God. You know, any human being power, but the power is from above, and that's our desire must come to pass. Whether they like it or not, whether the devil like it or not, whether Buhari or British government like it or not, that must come, must surely come to pass. No power, no speed will could be. And I want to pray for our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. I ask Almighty Father to be with him anywhere he is now. The Spirit of God will surrender him. The power of God will be his guide. Our Father will protect him in my heart. Our Father will preserve him, preserve everything that's going to him. Any power of peace, any kingdom, any agent, be it in great sea, in black sea, in any way, not on the name for us, but say no to the desire of our leader, Imam Bekan. Such power must be destroyed because our Father has said it already, the God of heaven has said it already, that no we perform ourselves is strong, the person. For that, all the kingdom that rise not against our leader, rise not against anything done to him, such power must be destroyed, and such power must be consumed and condemned. Now forevermore, in the name of Jesus. And
he said,
I want to pray for your family and the family of our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. Our Father in heaven, he protect you all, protect your family, preserve you all that came to you. Our Father will be your protector. Now forevermore, in the name of Jesus.
He said, the
power that works against you people, God of heaven will destroy them all. And for ICOG, all over the world and ask the Spirit of God to arrange them and be with them. Let the Spirit of God be with them. Let the God Almighty give them wisdom and the knowledge and the spirit of understanding for them to complete this very work now forevermore in the name of Jesus.
He said,
thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too and your family. Family of IP will be around the world. Thank you very much. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear
Hello,
me?
Hello, Deputy Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome.
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Yes, go ahead. Welcome.
Please, I'm calling from Igocha.
Yeah, what is your name, please?
Blessing. I'm calling from Igocha, Deputy Director.
Go ahead, please.
I just want to thank you for all that you have been doing for us. My name is Blessing Udochukwu. I'm calling from Igocha. I'm very happy for all that you have been doing for us, that you have been trying. Since they arrested our director, God has really been using you. It has not been easy. But there's something I want to say. I've been listening to so many people calling. One thing I want them to know is that this struggle is not a failing man. We have been praying. I'm the kind of somebody that I don't attach myself easily to something. The very first day I heard the director's voice, that was I can't really remember the day. But when I get myself into listening to him, I was really convinced that this man is sent by God. And I'm not even afraid, even now that he's there. We've been praying for him. I know that God in heaven will bring him out. And I thank God so much for what you have been doing. You are not doing it on your own. Hello, sir, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I thank God so much for what you are doing. I just want you to know that God is with you. And you are not on your own. You are not doing it on your own. More grace, even since director left, I believe that more grace has been added to you. And I can see it. So what I want to say, it beats my heart so much. It beats my heart so much that I just want to let some of my brothers and sisters have been calling. They're calling. They say they want to. There are some people that are expecting to hear their voice. Yeah, I always like to listen to Barristan when he talks. I like the way he speaks. Even Asiebua and all of them, I like when they speak. But one thing I know is that this matter is not of any man. Anyone that is not ready to be there anymore can drop. It's not by force. It's not any man that can give us Biafra. Director made himself available for God to use him, and God used him. And we are convinced, and I'm convinced, that he's a man that God sent. And that is why he has gotten this far. Anyone that refuses to be with him, God has a lot of people. There are so many of them that walk with him. Deputy is coming back. Do they think he's not coming back? We don't need to beg anybody. I just want to tell all my brothers and sisters to be resolute, to believe in God. This struggle is of God, is not of any man. And it's only God that can give us Biafra. Anyone that thinks he's believing in any man, he's believing in anybody called by name, is making a mistake. That is what before. Whatever you have done so far, I'm telling you that it's not by your power. It's the Lord that has given you the power. And let them believe it, that God is in charge. He's watching. Buhari has decided to be a Pharaoh of our time, and he must surely face what Pharaoh faced. He must surely face it. God is in charge. Or do they think that God created the world and has forgotten the world? Or do they think that the Bible we're reading is no longer real? But I just want them to know that definitely is real, and God is real, and he is there. Buhari is created by God. The air he's breathing belongs to him. When he's ready to deal with him, he'll deal with him. Even right as I'm talking to his beginning, he's already dealing with him. So our people should not be afraid. We are not scattering. This matter belongs to God. They should understand it, that it belongs to God. That is what I have. This is my first time of getting this radio fast. Even since I've been listening to our director, I've not been able to get through. But I just thank God to that. I kept trying. I have been trying. This is my first time. This is a message I just want to pass. Anybody that don't believe in God, does not believe in this, is not part of this struggle. Because this struggle belongs to God. The Lord that created whoever that calling him is either coming out to the jungle, whoever that calling them. When our God is ready with them, he will deal with them. Biafra must come. His time is better. I thank God for pastors, some of them that God are giving the vision, that calling, encouraging us. I'm so happy with it. They should better believe it, that when time comes, it's not by mistake that the rest of is there. It's not that God is not aware that he's there right now. God is aware. By the day, by the time God completed the days he wanted to be there, he will bring him out. And shame must be unto our enemies. At the end, that is the word of our director. At the end, Biafra will come. Though they may kill us, though they may do some things, then at the end of the day, Biafra will come. Director will come out with victory. Director will come out with a flag. The issue is that at the end of the day, Biafra must come. This is the time that God wants to settle this matter. There is nothing. It's not in the issue. I don't want to waste so much time. The only point I want to make is that this matter, it does not belong to any man. And there is no man that will step aside today that will cause this struggle to crumble. Never, never. So whoever that wants to be there should also be ready to obey. Deputy director is the deputy leader. Of course, when director was there, he's always saying it. Utemefo is my deputy leader. So whoever that believes in director, that loves director, should that be, no matter, even if I told you, our deputy don't make any mistake, for the fact that they love director and they believe in him, they should have engaged. So the only thing I want everyone to understand, people should stop calling, I want to hear this, I want to hear that. It's not by speaking, it's not of any man. It's of he that God has chosen. And if anyone is not there, God has so many to use. That is the only thing I want to say. Deputy director, may God bless you. And I'm always praying for you and praying for my director. God is with him. Thank God for his family. God will continue to give you the strength. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of your courage. But all the same, God has made it so. And he will continue to see you through. In Jesus' name.
He said, God bless you too. God bless you and thank your you, family.
Sir. Continue your good job. God will see you through. God
thank you.
May the Lord bless Ethiopia all over the world. May the Lord give them the strength. May
amen.
God continue to give them the
he say,
in Jesus' name.
He say, amen. The next caller on the line, your name and where you are, I will be, of course, taking a bow in a very short period of time on this program. But we must take the next call. Can you hear me? Caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, my deputy director, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. My name is Felix Chidi Adele. I'm calling from Nkwacha.
Yes, go ahead.
I so much think that my sister just called. No, she's spoken well. That is a very nice, encouraging call from her. Actually, I so much appreciate that. You know, there's something some people don't understand. When I listened to my director talking on Radio Biafra, I was convinced. Hearing somebody like Imam Mezu as well, that my director always, wow. I felt so bad when I heard the news about Imam Mezu. I never expected such character from such a respected man from my director. Even though there's no other thing, should he behave such? Well, it is only God that knows the best. I know that
my brother, I will prefer. Let's just concentrate on the program, please. If you have any comment,
thank
please.
Thank you, my deputy.
Thank you,
my deputy director. Thank you. I pray that God will strengthen you. Keep on your good job. Never listen to any side talk. And I pray that God will bless us. And our dream and our purpose must surely come to accomplish. I pray that God Almighty will protect my director. Wherever he is, I believe he's here. There's a reason and there's a purpose for that. And I believe that the purpose and the why God have chosen him to come and deliver his people must come to accomplish and it must be fulfilled.
Thank you, my deputy director. Keep on.
He said, thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? They cannot hear me. We will take another call, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The radio is on. I don't know. Yes, hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Michael Ndukwe. I'm calling from
Ibuchan. Thank you.
It was early last year, 2014. Yeah. I was praying to God, say, if it is time for you to separate these people so that we will worship you very well as you suppose, but you should do so. So one of the nights, I was taken to somewhere, and the button was pressed, the ground opened. A machine came out and go into the air, very fast to the north, and in the air, he finishes what he went to do, and he came back and stood. The voice I heard said, this is what you people use to defend Biafra. I was wondering where this voice was coming from. So later, Oyibo people began to come and watch this machine. After, another voice said, you people should not allow Aboki people to pass through that very road. So at the end, the ground opened and the machine entered back. So when I wake up, began to ask, if I go back to this very road in my street, will I see this very machine? So early 2015, our director began this program. I was listening to him also. So I later share it with one of few ministers of God. They said, there is no other machine I'm looking for, if not this director, that God has raised up and he has gone far in the air. He has spoken and he has enlightened everybody. The world has heard it, that the Igbo people are not even watching him and they are listening. So anybody who is fighting against this very program is fighting against God. This is God's ordained program. And any hand that is against it, God is against that hand. So we have no fear whether he will come out or not. I strongly believe that God is in this program. So very soon, if we hold him strongly, he will soon come out. I believe that it's just that the eyes of all Aboki people has walked through that road. That's why they saw the mission. But God is a God of plan B. When A fell, then B will not fail. So you still have another avenue for us to make this thing a success. So let no man be afraid. God is still in control. Thank you very much. I'm Sebro Mike Ibi Ndukwe, calling from Igbochan.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless you. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. This is a live broadcast. Do you want to speak to me on air or hello?
No, I want to make my on air.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Can you hear me? No, I don't understand. The line is not stable. Next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Good evening, welcome to the program.
This is Sukudi Achugo, calling from Amicha Defenland.
Thank you, my brother, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, my deputy director, this is my first time, and I'm one of the I am a member of the family, the IPAB family here in Anisha. So I'm so happy to agree to be in touch with you tonight. So I thank every ICAB member all over the world. I thank everyone. I thank my brother, my teachers all over the world. So what the only thing what I want to contribute tonight is that I should not believe my director. When he was on the air, I always believed every word he meant was. So I strongly believe in a few times, my director will come out alive. And everybody will know that yes, it is God that sent him. So I say more thank you tonight. I thank every ICAB member all over the world. And thank all of every person, even the ones, because I know in a swear that must be a good at the end. I don't think he will win. And I believe that we are going to win. So, good night, my deputy director. God bless you, bless your family. Bless every ICAB member all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. I will now go back to Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes. Uchemefo, can you hear me very well?
Yes, I can hear you. The line
Hello.
Was not stable
Can you
before.
Hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
As I was saying, that I bless the name of the Lord. A lot of things has been happening. I thank God Almighty. And I want to appreciate those that have been calling to remain resolute. To remain firm.
My brother, we didn't hear your name, sorry.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Andrew Ogbaja from Trinidad and Tobago. Can
right.
you hear me?
Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
So, as I was saying, to remain resolute, that they should not mind anything. When director was here, he has prophesied and preached many things which most of us believed. He made us to understand that this struggle, there is a direct command and control. And the control is that Uchemefo is his deputy, that Uchemefo lead in his absence. And Uchemefo is whom we know. Uchemefo is whom we follow. Is whom we are looking up to. As long as Radio Biafra to lead.
Yes, I don't know what's going on. The line is unstable and it's gone. The next caller, your name and where you are, can you hear me? If you can, call us back. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Ijoma. Before I go to everything, I say everything, I just want to thank you. You know, I have been listening your voice for a while now, and I call it sometime on Thursday. So,
right, okay.
You know, my heart goes to Mr. Nandi Carlo with a wife. I know that she just had a new baby.
Yes.
You know, it's something that he has to be and hold his son. But since that time, you know, it has been troubling. And I don't know what if I have going online, seeing what if there is any IBOB members here in the Washington, D.C. area, which I couldn't find any. But I was listening some time ago. I know that somebody called from New York that he's one of the IBOB members. But, you know, right now, I can contribute my own, you know, in any way I can. You know, for if I give an advice and advises or doing something which, you know, we're supposed to do as a dear friend. You know, I'm the most hated people. You know, I know as a Jewish people, and which I am, I'm a practically Judaism girl. And there is something that we said, you know, we say our Shema every time, and we call our Father in Heaven, which is Adonai. So, you know, I want to give all the IBOB members this psalm, they should go on Psalm 20 and Psalm 79. They should hold 10 men. I want all the 10 men together, wherever they are, all in Biafra land. And they all should be saying this prayer. Psalm 20 and Psalm 79. Thank God for my lovely husband, who is a rabbi, because he has been hearing my crying all the time, because I'm one of those people that, you know, ask their father so many questions regarding the Biafran war. I wasn't born by them. Then my mother ran, my grandmother as well, lost her daughter. So, you know, these are our young youth. These are those that I have been hearing from the previous people that I've been calling. And we know the fighters are the survivors of Biafra, and the born and the ones that were born after that. So we know war is right. And then not only that, we know what freedom is all about. We have traveled all over the world. We know if you coming from other places and the country that you're living are giving you freedom, and you think about your own country. You know, Muhammad Buhari, I have a message for him. Mr. Muhammad Buhari, please, you practice your own religion as well. That talk about whatever Prophet Muhammad has said. I warn you, please, in the honor of this child, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu's son that has just born. I want you to release Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. Release him. Send him back to where he comes from. He's a British citizen. You have been making all sorts of accusations. Wherever you can and wherever you cannot. He owns 2 passports. He entered Nigeria, yes. Okay. Let him enter in Nigeria with a Nigerian passport. The maximum you can hold him, 3 days, because I have been doing all this research by myself. 3 days, 4 days, you send him back to his country, where he comes from. Stop making up nonsense, because if something happens, if you are saying that you are one Nigerian, may you release this man. Release him, and we talk about all sorts of things. We can come together. Release Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. Let him go back and see his son and see his family. Period. You don't want a war. You don't want a fight. The good thing you can do is to release him. Because if something happened to him, what will happen is that all hell will break loose. The young generation will go to the street. Okay? So these are the things I want you to do. May you release him. And there will be peace. Okay? When the country wants to go together, they can, you know, vote. And let's the parliament, let everybody do it. We don't want a bloodshed. Mr. Muhammad Buhari, may you release this man for whatever law that you practice. And I'm calling all the members of our people, all the Christian Federation. They should join hands together and let it make it known to Muhammad Buhari to let Nnamdi Kanu go back to his family, come back to Britain. Period. And every IDOB member, please, my brothers, may you guys pray for him. Psalm 20, Psalm 79. From now until the day he will be returned. Do not give up. You guys may have every 10 men together. 10 men, 10 solid men. And you guys will follow. Look towards the Jerusalem and pray for him. He will be returned. I pray so. He will be returned. But you know, there are something which broke my heart. A couple of days ago, I was looking at the news, going to the headline. Here in the United States has given Nigeria about 20-something Hummer vehicle. When I heard that, I laughed. because he's claiming that I will use it to fight Boko Haram. I know this agenda. Why I tried, this Allah descend on my people, but we pray not. It will not descend on them. But this is their agenda, because they always have an agenda. And I'm calling people, our people in Lagos, please, please, take your wealth back home. Whatever you're selling, take it back home. They will come to your home and buy. Those people in Anambra International selling whatever you're selling, go back in Onitsha, go back in Aba, go in Port Harcourt, even go in to Calabar. Go and find a shop there. Stop paying tax to these people. They are using your money. They're looking that way. And when war comes, then we defeat you guys. Then we kill you. Then we take all over your resources. This is my advice to you guys. Go back home. You go back home. Wherever you are, even the north, is in the west, go back home. Go and start whatever you want to start. You will sell. You will make money. It doesn't matter. This is my advice to you guys. Please, we are crying. We are watching everything. We hear, you know, when somebody is like the prophet said, if anyone knows, for you to come and go to talk, you may not be. You know, we are opening the tent. All those women that are dying in River Niger, we see all those tents. All those boys, we see all those tents. All those people in the prison, we see the tents. Please, my dear brothers, please, you guys should go back home. Please. You know, that is what I have to contribute. And my brother, Uche, may God keep blessing you, you know, and give you the wisdom and knowledge that he gave the King Solomon. You know, as you pray,
thank you very much.
You are truly a man of truly son of the Alpha, you know, the knowledge. And may God keep rewarding you. Follow the good work. And Uche, you should do not miss this prayer, okay? Your family.
Yes.
Make sure that this prayer is upon you. Psalm 20, Psalm 79 again. And call me if you can. I will give you my number. 732-425-6342.
Thank you.
732-425-6342. I ask you to call me and probably my number is somehow. Probably
come. Yes, I mean.
From the. Call card or whatever. Just try to call me, okay?
Right, thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless
hello?
You and family. Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Oh, I can hear you. Go ahead,
hello?
Please.
Mommy, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you, Joma. I can
hello?
Hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you. Oh. Thank you very much for that. I don't know what is happening to this line or this line. Your contribution is well appreciated. And we thank you for having that resoluteness to continue to, of course, propagate the good news of Biafra as much as you can. This will be Biafra live transmission. I will go to the Skype line now. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype.
Hello. Usha, can hear you.
Yes, thank you for holding and welcome to the program.
My name is Charles Agujebun Bagistudin, Russia Regional Coordinator.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My deputy, I call this evening to congratulate to you know tell all Biafra worldwide we stay one. We never divide. And nothing will divide us.
Yes.
As none can leave us go as we be. Nothing will divide us with one mind.
Yes.
Uche, I will greet some of my executive in Russia here.
Yes, go ahead.
We are working like one family. We don't have any division. We stand in command and control. We are moving to get Biafra. No turning back. Uche, I have one of our brother from Ukraine, Kiev. He want to say something. He want to greet Biafrans worldwide.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Uche Mefo, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program, my brother.
Yeah, my name is Ojinaka Chimbuso. I'm calling from Ukraine.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Deputy Director, I want to appreciate your work. And by the grace of Chukwuka Abioma, he will strengthen you and give you more inspiration of for the thing that you are doing for your people, Biafrans.
Thank you.
I want to use this opportunity to recommend on what the pedophile, the president of Nigeria, Ozu, are telling about telling the Delta people by promising them money, 3-something billion naira annually. My dear Biafrans, Niger Delta, as they are calling you guys, I want to use this opportunity to tell you about all the promises that Muhammadu Buhari is making to you people. That is not a good promises, because for a very long time since the history of Nigeria, you people have been getting promises. He's not the first person to do that, but he's just like giving you with the right hand, then to kill you with the other hand. We all are one. Whether you are South-South, you are South-East, or you are Niger Delta, we are one. I want every one of us to put hand in this Biafra agitation. When we get Biafra, it will be better than 3-something billion. When we get Biafra, your land that is not fertile will be fertile. When we get Biafra, your children who is not schooling, they will have their education. When we get Biafra, we have a good infrastructures, as director have promises. Director said, when we get Biafra for the first 100 years to come, that there will be a continuous construction of infrastructures and the rebuilding and the reconstructing of our land, our nation. So this is where we are going to focus, not at the token that pedophile Buhari is promising. He have his agents all over Biafra land. He makes use of somebody like Obiano Obise, Rocha Sokrausa, and others. These are the people that he used in order to buy up our people that are supposed to support the agitation. So, my brothers, let every hand be on deck. Because what Biafra have to bring to us is greater than what Nigeria have given to us. What Biafra is going to give to us is much more greater than what Nigeria could not afford. Because our director called Biafra land the kingdom of God on earth. That is, God is going to restore his own kingdom on this earth. And when we get Biafra, every nation on this planet earth must surely want to do business with Biafrans. So, let everybody wake up. This is a wake-up call. We have to wake up. And for those who think that you are going to jeopardize what God has built. It's by the power of Chukwokeke Abioma that made Radio Biafra to stand. Our enemies have fight and try in order to struck us down, but Chukwokeke Abioma said no. Then who are you? You want to divide the family of IPOB? You can't do it. You just think twice what you are doing. If you know that you are a true citizen and a lover of Biafra, that you know the meaning of Biafra, think twice. We don't have to be lovers of money. This is not the time we are looking for position or post. Since I know the history of IPOB, there is never a time that we have come in order to receive. IPOB is made for us to work, to get, and to build the foundation of Biafra. That is what we are supposed to do. Not about thinking of how can I be in this position. Brothers, have we forgotten that man proposed and God disposed? This is not the time. I want every IPOB family, every IPOB member all over the world, any place you are, those in Spain, those in England, it will be a curse unto you and their family and their generations. If IPOB have problem through you, you will be worse than Ifajuna. Since after the Biafra war, have you ever seen anybody called Ifajuna in Igbo land? This is something you have to think of. This is something you have to talk about. This is something that you have to think twice before you bring that your devilish mind and devilish thought into IPOB family. Director Nnamdi Kanu said that Uchemefo is our deputy director, QED. Whether you like it or not, that is whom he is. And HOD Omiomio, Director Nnamdi Kanu said that you are HOD. Brothers, I mean, let us get it straight. We don't have to make our enemies to be laughing at us. We don't have to make them for them to feel that they have succeeded. Besides, about a month ago, 2 months ago, we got the information that they are paying some people in order to make them to bring confusion into IPOB. After all these things, then what are we trying to do? What are we trying to say? May Chukwokeke Abioma give us his own inspiration, and may his light always shine upon us and give us the wisdom and understanding that we are going to use to fight against this war in order to restore our nation Biafra. Mefo, I thank you very much, but my brother, you have a great job to do. Your job is to make everything humanly possible to make sure that the zoo called Nigeria released our director, Nnamdi Kanu. No matter what it will take you, you have that power and you have that right. And I thank God that you are doing and working towards it. May God bless you. Coming to order of Mbaka and whatever thing God that bless he's you saying thank and he's doing, Mbaka, I mean, you are a prophet of a doom. I have come through your record. I have come through your cassette. I have come through your video. Yes, you testified that your father is a native doctor. Mbaka, if you don't preach Biafra, you are not saying the truth. Let me tell you the reality right now. I know that you are hearing me. If you don't preach Biafra, Mbaka, you are a prophet of a doom. And I know that the Spirit of God will expose every hidden agenda that you have. Look at you. When Yaradua died, He said, I had your preaching you made against Yaradua. And you called Good Luck Jonathan the son of the Most High, who have come in order to bring peace to his people. At the end of his tenure, you called him Bad Luck. Now you are dining with our enemy. You are dining and eating with an enemy who followed and killed over 3 million souls of Biafran people, Igbos in particular, our father, mother, children, our cousins, our uncles. As my previous brother said, this generation, we survived the war. We survived it. And I thank Chukwu Okike Abioma that our children and the children's children have known something about Biafra. Mbaka, all those your plans against the children of God cannot work out. You can never succeed because it's not the plan of God. You are trying in one way or the other in order to get oil well that Good Luck Jonathan did not give to you. Mbaka, which of the God are you serving? Are you serving the creator of the universe or are you serving the creation? This is a question to you, Mbaka, and you have to answer this question. Since the history of Nigeria, Igbo people have been in a perpetual suffering and you are aware of it. Mbaka, the testimony have come out. In one of your music, you said, Ejiri Bible Ogorombo. But in the near future, people will understand. Konya Ogorombo, or is Chukwu Okike Abioma, or the ordinary power that you have. Time is coming. Keep moving. Keep doing everything that you are doing. But God will reveal one day the truth. There is nothing under the sun that God will not reveal. Very soon, people will know the truth. We will know the God that you are serving. But my challenge to you is this. If you want to prove yourself that you are a true son of God, Mbaka, you have to preach Biafra. But if you don't preach Biafra, whatever thing that you are talking about and whatever thing that you are doing, you know the answer. So what I'm trying to say, let me make everything snappy before. What I'm trying to say is that Mbaka, you are dining with Buhari. It will be too early and it will be better for you now to decide whom are you worshiping. Thank you, Uchemefo. May God continues to bless you. And may Chukwu Okike Abioma always give you his wisdom and may he strengthen you and your family and the IPOB family in the whole world. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. And God bless you, my brother. And this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in control. I will be ending this program in no time. The next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello, my brother Uchemefo. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. It appears the radio is on there. Please, can you try to walk away from me?
Yeah, I will walk away from the television.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good evening, my brother. My name is Mr. Tyler Chukwu Emeka. I'm calling from Onitsha.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah. My brother, Mr. Uche Fumofo. Please, I'm calling from Yoruba. I want to talk to Yoruba. If you see, there's no way we can qualify Yoruba with the Hausa man. In terms of education, Yoruba man, they are normally educated to be compared with Hausa. In terms of business, they can make something where they are without oil to compare with the Hausa people.
You can't compare Yoruba with Hausa. I don't know the reason why Yoruba will give themselves to Hausa to be used like a woman rapper. I want all Yoruba to remember what Obasanjo said when he was about to sit down as the president of this country. Obasanjo said that he might be the last president of this country. And his target, his aim of saying such, is for division of this contraction, so-called Nigeria. If Obasanjo knew that the issue of Biafra will rise to this extent immediately after election, he would have not made mistake that he has made by coupling all the indigenous people of Oduduwa into one carton and have handed them over to Hausa to be making use of, like a woman rapper. It is never late. Your Yoruba, indigenous people of Oduduwa, still have the opportunity to rise up in anger and say no to Obasanjo and the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. Let them use this opportunity to fight for Oduduwa nation. Because everything about this Nigeria was all the rubbish was made by the British. By uniting three different nation countries together because of our oil. Please, I want to Yoruba to stand up and rise up and agitate and fight for Oduduwa nation and stop holding Hausa because for they will find it very, very difficult. Coming to Mbaka, I will never be surprised over Mbaka. Mbaka is serving Mammon, Mammon water. Mbaka is not a man of God at all. If anybody continue to call Mbaka man of God, that person is making a very big mistake. Me personally, I know from earlier that Mbaka is an oracle of Mammon water. He's serving Mammon water. I want to make it clear and known to all the whole world that Mbaka is an oracle of Mammon water. And the Reverend Fathers will know what they will do about Mbaka because he's blackmailing the name of Reverend Fathers, even the Bishop and Popes. They will rise up now before it's too late to know how to handle Mbaka and they give Mbaka complete radical for him to manifest what he is.
Can you hear me? I don't know what's going on there. This is still Radio Biafra live transmission. Next caller on the line, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me? I don't know what's going on. Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you. And please turn the radio off or move away from it.
Yeah, my name is Isaac Owanumba. I'm calling from Iguacha.
Thank you very much. The radio is on, please. I can hear my voice. Yeah, I can hear your voice.
Yeah, fine. You see, there is something I want to say concerning our people in the so-called South South. Hello?
Yes, hello. I can see here the radio.
Yeah, fine. So, what I'm trying to say, in essence, is that the so-called Niger Delta people, the so-called South, South, Southeast, North, Central, what have you, the constitution we are operating today is a northernized constitution, a decree perfected by the so-called military coup plotters of the Northern Enclave. And the entire so-called Nigerian constitution, there is nothing like Niger Delta in the constitution. There is nothing like South South in the constitution. There is nothing like Southeast and what have you. I want to use this opportunity to inform our people that what we are operating is a decree turned into constitution, of which they gathered some people together and eventually cajoled them to approve what of course, was perfected by the Northern coup plotters. And by the time they were through with that,
they eventually, you know, created a system that has already been perfected for 1966 to become a law, and they created a majority, upon which they now have about 20 states, including Abuja, with 420 local government and representatives that, of course, surpass whatever you can see in the Southwest and the old Eastern region. And I want to say that the divide and rule had really made a very good impact in justifying their plan of modernization and Islamization of Nigeria. And that is why nobody can move to Abuja and talk about any form of change that, of course, can be, you know, effective. Nigeria is actually a zoo republic made up of baboons and monkeys. And I want to say that our brothers in the Niger Delta, the so-called, should brace up to join the Biafra struggle. The only reason that can come up for us to be able to become who we actually want to be is the restoration of Biafra. And I want to advise at the same time that the essence of the struggle and the fight to create a divide and rule, which of course was orchestrated by the so-called colonial masters, started with the so-called, you know, coup plotters right from 1966. And eventually today we find ourselves in a situation where our mentality has changed as a people because of divide and rule. We have to put our heads together. We have to reason together. Both the Ijaws, the Shekiris, the Efik, the Bibio, the Domas, the Kas, the Bakins, the Isobos, the Sokos, everybody, the Galas and what have you, they have to come together. And behold, Biafra will come. They do not have anything against our leader and the Khan. The obvious truth is that they are holding him, incarcerating him because of their fear of Biafra, you know, coming to stay. And Biafra restoration coming to stay. They are afraid of bankruptcy. They are afraid of, you know, the future. They are afraid of, you know, getting into a situation where they do not even want to participate. They want to find themselves. But the obvious reason is that they will get that situation. Because for 45 years or 50 or thereabout after independence or 102 years after amalgamation, the Northerners do not have a plan. The leadership of this country do not have a plan to develop this country. They do not have a plan to actually move this country forward. The only group of people who have a plan, who can put themselves together and move and compare with Korea, China, you know, the developed world, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, is Biafra. Biafra is the only country that we can compete with whatever developed country anywhere in the world. And we have to brace up to ensure that Biafra comes. We have to do that without any reservation, and the obvious truth that it will come to pass. Nnamdi Kanu will come out, did not have any.
Can you hear me? I don't know what's going on. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are, I said this program is going to end, and it is going to indeed. We are one. All the people in the area they call Southeast now, South, and some part of Middle Belt, we are one. We are Biafrans. And there is nothing anybody born of flesh can do about it. It is divide and rule tactics that they have been using against us, and the time is now for us to stand up, for us to be wiser, for us to apply ourselves to the total emancipation of our land and our people. That land is Biafra, and the people are the people of Biafra. There is nothing anybody can do about it. This is Radio Biafra live transmission, and we are, of course, like I said, inching closer to ending this program. I will take the next caller on the line. Your name, where you are? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, my dad.
Yes, hello. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. I can hear you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My director, my son director, I'm calling from Igwecha. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. You say you're calling from Igwecha, and I was waiting for you to say the next thing. Go ahead. We are waiting. Hello? Like I said, we are one. All Biafran people, we are one. It doesn't matter the number of states they create in Biafran. It doesn't matter the amount of propaganda they are carrying, including those who are paid to do the devil's job. Rotimi Amaechi of River State, Richard Sokolocha of Imo State, Willie Obiano of Anambra State. These are people who are out there to destroy and to maim and to inflict permanent injury on our collective interests and consciousness. But the truth is that Biafra is spirit, and no matter how hard they come, no matter how hard they try to destroy our people, Biafra will be prevail. Biafra will prevail. The spirit of Biafra will prevail. Do not be deceived. The so-called Igbo man is not your enemy, because in the end, and after several decades of lies and subterfuge by the House of Fulanis, who are, of course, controlling the Zulu's central government, you have found out that Igbo man is not your problem. Igbo man is at peace with his own people. It is the House of Fulanis that have traveled all the way from Fitojisa Mountain and came to Biafra land to lay siege on it. Until date, they're having their way. They divided the spoils, they divided the oil wells among themselves and their colleagues and associates in both military and civilian sectors. Today, the crude oil is being siphoned and exported to their foreign companies abroad, and they refine it and send it back to you, and you are buying where you are living in abundance. The Western state remains. Who is your enemy? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Ogikun? Ogikun, can you hear me? Not sure what's going on. Can you hear me? I don't know what's going on. If you can call back, and of course after that I will be closing the program. Our people must remain resolute, because There is no intention to retreat. There is no intention to surrender. Biafra is more than any man, any group of people put together, because it is a spirit. And many have died because of it. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible to have deliberated this evening. We thank Him for having made it possible for us to be alive to this moment. We ask you, God Almighty, to continue to protect your servant and our leader Nnamdi Kanu, who of course with your knowledge is in the enemy camp. We are asking for your will for him and for the Biafran people to be fulfilled. This is a necessary process that we may follow for victory to be achieved, for total emancipation and freedom to be given to our people. But we're asking you to quicken it, because we, the people of Biafra, have been singled out for total destruction and extermination. We are on the edge. We are a people condemned to death. But will you look on and watch your people die like animals? That is where the challenge comes. We ask you to prove yourself to us. We ask you to prove yourself to us and show the world that you are God, that you are Chukwu Okike Abiama, that you are the author and finisher of our lives and of our faith. What else can I say from me, your sincere Lieutenant 4? It is good night. God bless you and remain resolute, because the journey has just begun.
Ancient please. It's a boy them call King Slavis. Alongside with MG Boy. Only by them now. Cool. Respect like to my Biafran people. Ziggy Zaga, Zago Zago. Only pandem know the great nation they call Biafra. No one can test, no one can take it away from us. If you want to know, respect the lad.
Freedom fighters, hey. Freedom fighters, hey. I say, now we're on a day.
Father, mother, brother, sister, are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our right. Let's fight our right, too. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our right. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Would you please be a freedom fighter? Director, you the freedom fighter. Body stars are freedom fighter. Can't fly with you, the freedom fighter. All we need is freedom.
All we need is freedom.
Oh, oh. Freedom every day, no more bandit. No more kili-kili, no more Boko Haram. No more Alamaduru. No more homosexual. Brothers to God, I was happy for you.
Mr. Pro, I'm doing it.
Mocha on the beat.
No more.